get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, we want to remind you that on Thursday, July 24th, day after tomorrow, 7 p.m., make sure you're tuning in to the training camp preview show that's live on WKYC as Jim Donovan and our own Nathan Zagura sit down with Coach Pettine to talk position competition and hear from quarterbacks Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel, and many more of the Browns players fighting for their spot. This is something you've got to, if you can't catch it, make sure you're at least recording it, because this is a must-see TV item for sure. All right, must-listen to, of course, is what we do on this show on Tuesdays. It's After Further Review.
After Further Review.
And we welcome in, and we're so glad to have him back. He
Gibbs.
Got some R&R over the last
boys.
6 days, our buddy or more, Jason Gibbs. How you doing? Are you refreshed? Are you ready to go?
I am ready. You know, you got to get away. You got to turn everything off. I was literally getting on a plane when LeBron decided to come back. Perfect timing.
I saw a lot of pictures, though, of you, some golf courses. It looked good.
Yeah, along the East Coast, up in Maine. You guys were talking about the jerseys earlier. Great story. So, you know, we're up at Old Orchard Beach, right on the coast there, and there's about 50, 60 different places you can shop. There's a little sporting good place. What's the one jersey they have in the window? Every Johnny Manziel jersey.
Wow.
Brown, white, whatever. I walk in, I go, you know, have they been selling well up here? She goes, this is our third shipment of them.
Wow.
That's making a statement. Holy smokes.
And that's up on the coast of Maine.
Yeah. All right, let's play a little After Further Review. Go to it, Jason.
All right, guys, first question today. How would you handle the quarterback competition coming up?
You know, I like what they're doing. I like that it is an open competition. I like that it's fair. I like that it's been stated that Brian Hoyer is in the lead and that the lead is not insurmountable for Johnny Manziel. I think it's a true competition. I also like, because one of my big questions was, when would they be definitive? Because you look at the offense and you know the concepts of this offense will be significantly different at the quarterback position with Brian Hoyer versus Manziel. And I think you need that time with that starter. And so I like the fact that they're saying the starter will be named before week three. I think that's good. That's the last really dress rehearsal for the season where the starters play into the second half for the only time all preseason. So I actually think they're handling it exactly the way that I would like to see it handled. And, you know, I hope each guy gets equal reps with the first team. So you really get to see who has the edge going against the first team defense with the first team offense. Because I think ultimately that's what it's about. I think, you know, people can get the thing that could be dangerous is if you see Brian Hoyer and the ones go out there and struggle, and then Johnny comes in and annihilates the twos and threes right. of another team. That's not really an equal competition. So figuring out a way to balance it, that's a tricky part. I'm glad I'm not a coach, but I like the theories and the guidelines they've set out for the timing of this and the kind of the practice of how it will be implemented.
Well, what you just pointed out, the differences that show up when you're working with the twos against twos and possibly threes defensively, and things can look a lot better than ones against ones. It is up to the coaches, obviously, to discern and find those differences and still evaluate accordingly. But what I like so far, I'm going to qualify it this way. I would handle it exactly as they're handling it so far, because I do believe it's a legitimate competition, and they've treated it as such through the offseason and have said exactly publicly what I've also heard privately with regard to how they have seen this thing unfolding. So I'm convinced from that standpoint it's legit. What I don't want them to do is what has been done in the past, and that is sort of create a little bit of a charade as to a
right.
quarterback competition, and then all of a sudden you find out, yep, it's been Brandon Whedon all along, and you know this is the way you're going to go, and you don't know that you have any really good reason to go that way other than the fact that he came to this team as a first-round pick, blah, 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 and I think that raised questions. This competition, I think, so far is different. But I will hasten to add this. When they pick the guy, you know, this is where we saw it fall off for Brandon Whedon. He was picked as a starter, and his worst game came right after he was named starter. And I think you just wonder if anything came off the edge of the player. So I'd like to keep these guys on edge as much as you possibly can, especially the rookie, Johnny Manziel.
After Further Review.
Question number two, guys. What is the number one position battle you are looking forward to seeing in training camp?
So I'm going to take quarterback off the table.
It's so obvious.
For me, it's going to be running back because I love what Terrence West has done. I like Ben Tate's kind of attitude about the whole situation. You know, he won't even – nobody in the room scares him, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm definitely curious to see how that plays out. I think both are going to have a role no matter who ends up, quote unquote, winning the competition. But I think that is going to be a fun battle to watch. And I think those are two guys who are really going to get after it as it goes through the training camp process.
Just the fact that there is competition at running back, because you know at least there are two players in this camp who could legitimately start at the position, and that's something, again, that you didn't know, you didn't have last year. And I know you had Trent Richardson here. It was short-lived. He was the obvious number one going in. But the long and short of it is, just in light of how that whole position unfolded or unraveled through 2013, to sit here and know that you've got two guys vying and that one of them gives you what you would presume is a pretty strong starter and the other guy gets to play somewhat is the best news of all. But, yes, I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated also by the trash talk that Ben Tate has put out there, that he's very confident he's going to win this thing. And Terrence West is no shrinking violet. Terrence West is going to make his statement as well. And he is definitely not intimidated in the least that the veteran, 4 years of experience coming into camp, Ben Tate is here.
After further review.
Question number three, guys. Rank the following wide receivers heading into camp from number one to number four. Anthony Armstrong, Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, and Charles Johnson.
I'm going to go Miles Austin one, Nate Burleson two, Charles Johnson three, Anthony Armstrong four. Now, it probably should be Austin, Burleson, Armstrong, Charles, since he's sight unseen in a sense in the National Football League. But I feel that for this team to be successful this season, Charles Johnson's going to need to be up there and maybe even leapfrog one of those other guys as well as it goes on. But I think headed into camp, that's the way that I have him ranked. I think probably a fair ranking, and I'm a little bit of a Charles Johnson fan, as you may guess. And I'm an Anthony Armstrong fan, but I'm just talking about where they are in their careers and who should ultimately play a bigger role for this team. But probably heading into camp, it's got to be Austin Burleson, Armstrong, then Johnson. I just think Charles Johnson's going to be a special player.
Right. That last ranking, the practical one, is the one I'm going to go with to answer the question.
Of course,
honestly.
You are.
But I knew how you, and I know how you feel about Johnson, and I can see or at least get excited about the background of what this guy has done, at least, again, collegiate level, what the excitement level might be for a player who came as damaged goods last year, and now he's healthy, or he's getting healthy, or he's healthy, ready to participate. But Anthony Armstrong has done nothing to show me that he should be overlooked in this battle, and he's, intense football league on his resume, and arena football league on his resume. Forget about that. This guy has shown that he can compete in the NFL. His understanding of this offense, the way he runs his routes, I think he's solidly, in my mind, the third guy on that list. And my hope is that we could say it's Austin and Burleson in order, and then Armstrong will be a factor. And it would be nice to see a contribution from Johnson. I don't know that it's going to happen as soon as you'd like it to be, but I think he'll be a guy who can maybe make a spark and be a role player maybe here and there. We'll see how it all unfolds. But that's the position that all of us are going to be maybe have a lot of anxiety about, because it's not only about how are they replacing somebody who's so huge to the success of this team, but do you have other answers? Do you have anybody who can hold up, just hold up physically?
That's what we need.
Oh.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. Name the three positions on this team that will have the biggest impact on the upcoming season.
All right, quarterback, and quarterback.
But oh, yeah, quarterback and quarterback.
And quarterback again. But
garbage
quarterback,
answers.
I'm going to go with one as quarterback. I think that'll have the biggest impact on where this team goes. It's a quarterback-driven league. This team has needed good quarterback play for a long time, and I think where Johnny Manziel if he has the opportunity to start where he takes us, and then right now the starter, Brian Hoyer, where Brian, how he plays and where he takes his team, that's going to be the most critical thing to determining the ultimate success of this team. Now, the other positions I think that are going to be of serious importance to the team, number one to me would be offensive line. I think they're going to need to be able to run the football, and this O-line is going to need to really kind of adapt this zone blocking scheme, create running lanes, give the backs an opportunity. And then on the other side, I'll say defense, because the whole thing doesn't even matter position. I think you need this defense for this team to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. This defense, in my mind, has to be a top eight defense in the NFL. And I think you're going to need the guys up front to get to the quarterback. You're going to need to see the development from Barkevious Mingo, the improvement from Paul Kruger at linebacker, Jabal Sheard becoming a superstar at that rush linebacker position. You bring in Carlos Dansby. You've got some cover linebackers now in Kirksey, Darius Eubanks to kind of get this team off the field. And then on the back end, Dante Whitner coming in. Justin Gilbert, how he does at cornerback. Can he beat out Buster Screen, moving Buster the slot? That whole defense is probably as much a key to the success of this team as anything.
All right, I'm going to narrow mine way down.
There you go.
I'm going to stay to the integrity of the question and the topic. Yeah, you got
so
a
good.
Little broad. Your lens went really wide on me. Quarterback for sure, but then running back. Because last year you could make the argument that you had a line that how bad was it in blocking for the run? I think it was not helped in the least by an absence of running talent. That is supposed to be the difference in this year's team, whether it's Ben Tate or Terrence West as a starter, but in some combination of them, both of them, we are presuming, we're making I hope not a huge leap of faith, that they found talent at running back that did not exist last year, and that went a long way toward this team's failure last year. So quarterback, running back, and then the third spot, I'm not going to go the whole defense as a whole. That's a given to me. But it's cornerback. And I think I want to see who is locking down, holding up on that other side. Is Justin Gilbert ready to be? Because he will bring things to this defense if he starts and plays the way that the defense wants him to, that Mike Pettine, that what they saw is the long arms, the ability to reroute, do things that really Buster Screen isn't going to do in that five-yard safe area near the line of scrimmage. Buster Screen's made some improvement, but I'm not ready to just trust him to hold up for another whole year and hold my breath. I really want to see a difference maker there, as we know we have on the other side at cornerback. And in a pass-driven NFL, facing the quarterbacks that this team faces, you better have that answer on the other side. That's why they drafted this guy eighth overall. That answer has to be there. And that does it, huh? For
after further review. Yes.
All right.
Gibbs, what do you think is the biggest battle,
or the positions?
In order outside of the core, obviously quarterback number one. I just that linebacker battle, I think, is really, really big. You know, okay. That's
inside. Opposite Carlos Dansby,
Uh-huh. I would say that. I just think that there's not a lot of depth there. I mean, you're an injury or two away from really being thin in the middle part of that field. And even if you have a great secondary and a great front line, you got to have some quality linebackers, and you got to have guys that can play. And taking nothing away from Craig Robertson, because I think he had a great year last year with everything that was thrown at him, and he adjusted and he did well. But I just think that that position is really one to watch here as we get into camp.
And, you know, I've been tough on Craig Robertson. He struggled last year. He had a tough year, and it was really exposed on third downs. That's where basically both he and DeQuell Jackson were crushed. This year, the good news, Craig Robertson is not bad on first and second down. And Craig Robertson this year won't have to play on third downs. You can bring in Darius Eubanks to play alongside Dansby. You can bring in three linebackers and go Kirksey, Eubanks, and Dansby. Play one linebacker. He's not going to be asked to cover. Last year, our top two cover linebackers were DeQuell Jackson and Craig Robertson. Players at that level in terms of their coverage skills aren't going to be on the field for the Browns in passing situations this year. That's one of the things that they really addressed this offseason with Dansby, with the drafting of Kirksey, and having a guy who was a former safety in many ways similar size to Cam Chancellor, something that I even talked about last year. Why not move a strong safety in to a linebacker position in the nickel, and you're going to be able to get that now with Darius Eubanks.
All right, what's the plan here, Gibbs? Do we wrap it up here?
We are wrapping up. That's it for the day.
That's it? We ran out of show?
You betcha.
Too much show.
A lot of show. No, but that was worthy. I'm glad we took that segment to where we did.
We got a lot of thank yous to hand out.
That's right. Let's thank several people who were part of this show. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for his contributions, as well as Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com and Allen Robinson, Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and Garrett Downing from BaltimoreRavens.com. The three of them participating in our Blitz segment.
I'd also like to thank Andy Hex for stopping by in studio and hanging out.
Yeah, for just being here.
Just doing what he can do.
Just being Andy.
He's our tremendous
producer, of course, Jason Gibbs. Thank you, Gibbsy, for being back. And stay tuned. Julian Gerard is coming up next. For Nathan, I'm Vic. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. 4 days to camp. Here we go. Giddy up.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.